Oh my God. Okay, so Robert, would you please hit start as our guest of honor? Put 10 minutes on the clock.
Yes.
Mike, I will try not to shed a tear about this being our last Countdown to Mixed 10 show.
It's like Cheers. It's like the last episode. I'm sure we have millions of viewers tuning in.
You can leave.
It is sad.
But wait, well, you can go home, but you can't stay here.
That's right. So it is our last show.
Is this what it's normally like?
Yeah, we just eased into it, basically. Yeah. So it is our last show before the event. We're recording this, what, 11 days?
Yeah,
before the
exciting.
Actual event? Of course, we'll see everybody at the event.
Still time to register.
Yep.
Not too late.
Although, I've registered.
You've registered?
Oh, yeah.
You'll be there. That's good to hear.
Although,
yep.
If you don't hurry, we might be sold out. You never know. I mean, Mix is on fire this year.
It is,
right?
Actually. It's the most attendees
most
attendees we've ever had at a Mix.
We have already broken records.
Already. Matter of fact, we're kind of at the point where, you know, how many additional people can we fit
right.
in the
because,
venue?
Because we do want to keep Mix small.
Yeah, we do.
It's
heard
not
feedback.
A huge, ginormous event.
Yep. People like it, you know, intimate, so you can run into people in the hallway.
Exactly.
We definitely don't want to lose that.
Exactly.
But this is a big year
we've
for us.
We've broken history already.
We have.
And the three of us are
in a different place.
And we're the Mandalay Bay,
right.
Different end of the strip, the whole thing, wave
fun.
Pool, shark reef. Three of us are working on the mixed keynotes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you two are. I just said,
you just include yourself in the work
Twitter.
Right.
But we've been in several keynote meetings today, and exciting stuff, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Even I was impressed,
yeah.
And that takes a lot.
Yeah. And by the way, people might not know this, but where we film this is actually in a building where we have people working on keynote demos as we speak.
Yeah.
Working with partners, working with people who are putting demos together, you know, last minute tweaks, last minute polish, all the work that goes up to the actual keynotes, and it's going to be exciting. I mean, the funny thing is you walk out that little door that you can't see on the camera, turn right, and you can see some amazing stuff if you just stop in each office.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Salivate, doesn't
making
it?
Making progress this week, too.
Yeah, huge progress.
Yeah, huge progress.
Great stuff.
But that said, one of the core tenets of Mix is not just about learning and everything.
Mm.
It's about fun.
Yeah, fun.
You got to have fun. And we're in Vegas.
Yep.
You
yep.
can't have fun in Vegas, then go home.
Something's wrong with
you. Yeah, then your mic.
So we invited today on our show Robert Hess, who I'm sure most people already know from the Knowledge Chamber and many other things.
Great series.
But he's also
hidden talents.
The Robert Hess of DreamPoint.com. This like very famous worldwide mixologist.
Mm-hmm.
Bartender dude.
Cocktail enthusiast.
Oh, I like
cocktail
that.
Cocktail enthusiast.
Like that.
They class it up for me.
Yeah.
And he's written a book.
And by the way, I didn't even know he'd written this book until literally, like, what, 10 minutes ago?
Available on Amazon.com. I bought it. He signed it. The Essential Bartender's Guide, How to
yep.
Create Truly Great Cocktails. And actually, Robert sent us a link that we'll post in this article, or mm-hmm. in this video, to an article that he's written about great Las Vegas places to get cocktails. Ooh. And great bars.
Perfect.
And so that's what we want to talk about today is Las Vegas is kind of known for being like a party town where people go for bachelorette parties and things like that. But
mm-hmm.
can you get truly great cocktails in this city?
You didn't used to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as we're doing Mix there, I've tried to make a point of just every time going out and trying to find bars. And there was one bar that I found that I've always had a good experience. It wasn't necessarily great cocktails,
mm-hmm.
but good cocktails, good bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the Eiffel Tower Bar.
At Paris.
Mm-hmm. Because it's on the beaten path. It's like right in the middle of everything, but it's an elevator ride up.
And oh, so it is up in the actual Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
it's
cool.
At that
little
view.
Level up there.
Nice.
You get the restaurant.
You see the fountains at the Bellagio.
Yeah, beautiful view of the fountains at the Bellagio. And it's got a small little bar with a small little bar stock, so they can't necessarily make everything.
Mm-hmm.
But the bartenders just, you know, they feel energized and they're interested in making good cocktails, and mm-hmm. that's what kind of enthuses them. They've been there for years and years. I mean, mm-hmm. the same bartenders. All the times that I've been there, I see the same bartenders time
mm-hmm.
after time. And I think that's important. But that has been the only bar that I've been able to recommend for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last year.
And by the way, that one's still good.
It is still good. That is still good.
That's still
good. Still
on the
list. Yeah, I still plan on going there this year.
Excellent.
And then this last year, I kind of got a couple more recommendations and tried a couple more places out. One of them is the Artesian Bar,
mm.
or the Artesian Hotel has a bar in it. And it's off the beaten path, and when I was first going there, the taxi was pulling me in, and I'm looking, oh, it looks like this hotel's been shut down, because you know,
uh-huh.
the parking lot was empty,
mm.
and the outside was just kind of plain, ordinary looking, like it was like an old travel lodge had been taken over something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But inside, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's very kind of eclectic, very dark and dim, and coming up from the sunshine, suddenly you can't see anymore because you're blind. But it's got, you know, dark woods and leathers
uh-huh.
and velvets, and
wow.
the bar has all these paintings all over the place. Mm-hmm. The wall is festooned with paintings, mm-hmm. and the ceiling is festooned with paintings,
yes.
and these big, heavy Baroque frames, and a nice big bar, and young bartenders, mm-hmm. So they haven't necessarily had all the training they need, but the bar managers really know what they're doing, and so they're working to train the bartenders really good. So chance of getting a good drink there is awesome.
I've been there on Robert's referral, and it was excellent.
How far away is it?
Well, you head down towards the Sahara.
Yeah.
and the stratosphere, and you kind of make a little bit of a left there.
Okay, not too far off the strip, though.
No.
Right, it's a taxi drive.
Okay.
Right, you
no big
wouldn't
deal.
Want to walk there from the Mandalay Bay.
Yep.
Halfway through. And it's nice to get off the strip, but not go, like, downtown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something
right.
in between.
Right.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
But speaking of downtown, in kind of the edge of old Las Vegas, there's another bar called The Downtown, mm-hmm. which is a really good bar. I mean, there the bartenders are craft bartenders. You walk inside, you don't even realize you're in Vegas. I mean, you could be in San Francisco as far as the bar is concerned. There's no slot machines, no nothing mm-hmm. else like that going on. And the bartenders really understand their craft there. And I think that's pretty exciting, too.
So this is where, you know, the art of the cocktail, this sounds like one of those places where they know their stuff.
Yeah.
You could actually learn something by...
Right.
Sitting
down
at the bar and having a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And I think that's funny. You know, walking to the bar and actually sitting at the bar, not one of the seats in the back of my cabin, and chatting with the bartender, chatting mm-hmm. with the customers.
You're not getting a yard-long margarita.
Right.
You
see a few of those.
You want to, you know, pick your battles there. And this time, there's a new bar opened up that I've heard about that I want to check out. I've heard it's called Herbs and Rye, which is supposed to be a good restaurant-bar combination thing. And so I'm going to go check that out. And I've heard a couple good reports from other people who checked it out, and they said it was fabulous.
Is that one on the strip then, at one of the hotels?
No, I think it's in like a strip mall or something like that. I can't remember the address, but you'd have to look it up.
You know what's funny about Vegas is it has all these like good restaurants and bars that are like mm-hmm. in these tiny little strip malls mm-hmm. that are like right, they parallel the strip. Mm-hmm. They're in little tiny, like we went there one year.
Well, it's where the locals go.
That's right.
Exactly, it's where the locals go. But like normally you would like be like with the strip mall, but like these are good finds, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. local haunts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean the standard business district restaurants are the casino restaurants,
yes.
which the locals don't typically go to.
Touristy.
Mm-hmm. They're expensive. They're big and flash mode. Plus, just getting parking for there, if you're not staying in the hotel, it can be a problem too.
True.
Yeah.
So
speaking of the Mandalay Bay, I don't know how good the bar is there, but there is a club at the top of the Mandalay Bay Hotel that's called Mix.
I've heard of that.
It's very appropriate.
They named it after us. How great is
that? And it has a gorgeous view of the Strip. I will say that much.
Oh, so bring your cameras.
You can go
kind
outside,
of a thing.
Kind of. Yeah, exactly. Mm. So that's a fun...
But are the cocktails any good?
Actually, I heard maybe if anyone's going to go to the tweet-up that the Mix Conference is sponsoring, it might be there. I don't know. They've announced the location. It might be giving something away.
I think it was out on the...
Sunday night, yeah.
Okay.
The first round's on us.
Cool.
Yeah, until the tab ran out
that's
or something
right.
like that.
That's right.
Credit card got maxed, whatever.
Early. Huh, that's very cool. So when you go to a new city every time, is that kind of your goal to go into a new bar that you've never been into before and find a new...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I usually, you know, do some research ahead of time, try to find people either in the city or people who have been there. Say, you know, what are the good places to go to? What are the, you know, I'm a cocktail enthusiast. I'm mm-hmm. interested in good drinks. If there were like two or three places I really have to go to, what were those places? Not just what are the good cocktail bars. What are the must-go-to cocktail bars. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot of fun. It's one way to discover a city because you always kind of find some things out, whether it's the hotels, the restaurants, or just learning the city itself through the taxi cabs or walking around.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things is sitting at the bar talking to the bartenders. Mm. You find so much out about the place, the city, mm-hmm. where to go, what to do, recommendations mm-hmm. from locals. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Plus, you see them in action, which I just think is really neat.
Are there sweet times to arrive at a bar in Vegas? I mean, I know it's a city that never sleeps, right? Goes on all the time. Hey, I'm the guy who goes back to the hotel. Yeah.
For me, the best time is not when it's busy.
Right.
Especially in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so like my first time down to Vegas, I reached out to all my friends to get recommendations. And one of the places they always recommended was the Petrosian Bar at the Bellagio Hotel. Mm-hmm. And the Bellagio, when their bar program first started up, it was actually started by a friend of mine, Tony Amaganum, and who's a wonderful bartender. And I can only assume that his bartenders would also be good too. And I suppose maybe the bartenders he trained were good, but even this Petrosian bar that everyone was recommending, maybe a couple of the drinks might be good.
Mm-hmm.
But if you went off the menu, said, you know, like if an old fashioned was not listed on the menu and I asked for an old fashioned, I'm probably not going to get a good old fashioned mm-hmm. because their bartenders, they know these drinks. And part of it is because they're in the thick of things. I mean, their front door goes straight into the Petrosian practically, mm-hmm. and so everyone's coming there, the farm hicks and the movie stars and everyone, and so they've just constantly been beat up by people. Hmm. And so I think, you know, finding someone's off the beaten path, that's why I think the Eiffel Tower is good, because it's off the beaten path.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
not quite super frequented, and so it's kind of casual.
Yeah. What is your test drink that you order every time?
A test drink.
Well, I've got three of them.
Oh, rather.
Yeah. So first, it's the old fashioned.
Yeah.
Because it's a fabulous drink, except usually it's done wrong, and usually it tastes terrible. And so if a bartender does it right, I know, hey, this bartender really knows his stuff, or he's trained by the right people. And if they do it wrong, I kind of tell, okay, where do they go wrong on it? And I kind of figure out, okay, what have they done in their background? You know, what are they doing? And so it's doing it wrong is not wrong. It just helps you understand them better. And then I take and order the personal specialty.
Did you catch that part? You can include that in the outtakes.
I'm totally hot.